Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for Morning with Jesus. So go get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of beautiful messages Jesus has for us today. And we will start, as we always do, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. And by the way, Barbara, I'm still learning about me. But what I know so far is that I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and I'm a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I believe that Joan and I do have a divine connection, and she's left this door open, and others have walked through that current space. And it has given me access to the most ironic, yet fascinating, mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a channel, a healer, a teacher, an author, and probably some other stuff too. Anyway, I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dream as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And anytime you're working with me, it's a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everybody the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons under our pictures. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. It has lots of information that I've found useful over the years, and it may be just what you are looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear the beautiful messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Barbara. The first thing that I have is a beautiful prayer, and it's entitled, To Remove What I Think Are Obstacles. And it was written by Kimiko Ray Vision, ATP, the Angel Warrior. Dear angels, when I feel I have bitten off more than I can chew, help me to realize that what appears to be a back-breaking obstacle is really my next amazing opportunity for a breakthrough. Archangel Jophiel, your name symbolizes the beauty of God. Please beautify my world and help me to keep in mind my thoughts and my words, clear of shortcomings, disappointments, or fears. Archangel Shamuel, your name symbolizes the eyes of God. Please help me to trust my spiritual sight even more than the physical eyes I use to see the world around me. Angels, with your help and God's will, I promise to look for what is good and beautiful in both myself and others. Please help me to stop looking for signs of disappointment in other people's eyes, actions, and speech. I am open to receive rewards for every sign of disappointment that I miss. Please allow me to see that I am indeed on the right track. Help me to know that what appears to be massive, unmovable boulders can be flipped away like itty-bitty pebbles. Help me to turn all of my mountains into molehills and see my future as bright as it truly is. Amen. And I have another message now, and it starts off, I hope that you are all having a transcending Tuesday, and Jesus asks us to rise above and to go beyond the limits we put upon ourselves. God's love transcends and sustains you wherever you go. You will either sink or swim in the ocean of love. When all else fails, when the hands of flesh fall limp, God's love remains unstoppable. When his love comes to the front door, misery, despair, and depression head for the back door. Although the wheels of change turn slowly, they always change to the direction you put your mind into. Put good things into your heart and mind so that the wheels turn in a positive direction. Awesome changes will start to happen when you put good things into your mind. You will immediately start to improve. And the easiest way to fill your mental gas tank is to count your blessings when you wake up each morning. You are taking a big road trip through life. You need to fuel your mental gas tank so that you have enough gas for the trip. Many people start their daily journey without any fuel in their mental gas tanks, and then they act surprised when they run out of gas. Each blessing that you count puts more fuel into the tank. You need to count your blessings until your tank is filled. Blessings don't automatically flow into your mind. You must put them there. Each day, you need to remind yourself of your blessings. When you count your blessings, you notice that your problems start to shrink. The things that you are positive, that you view as positive, begin to far outnumber the negative. Make a list of everything that is good in your life, and every morning, read through that list and add one more thing to it. Make your list grow larger and larger each day. Take away your blessings. Add to your blessings one by one and imagine how it would be to live without these blessings. Oh my goodness. It won't be long before you discover how really rich your life is. No matter how hard your life is and how many problems you have, the positive things that are there are going to outnumber the negatives. So please, focus on everything that is good in your life. And focus on God's love. You must count your blessings or your blessings will not count. And each day, remind yourself of your blessings. When you focus on good things, life becomes more positive. Life is full of blessings, and let us acknowledge the grace within us and be grateful for the infinite good things that we possess. Okay. Now, the last message that I have is from Archangel Barakiel. It is in the process of creating the life of our fondest dreams that we experience life. Archangel Barakiel asks you to take his celestial hand at this time as you move forward into a radiant new phase of your life. Honor the past, beloved ones, live in the present, and welcome the wonderful adventures that are yours to be had. And don't forget to sing and dance along the way. We have a mantra. Together, Spirit and I create the life of our fondest dreams. I, Archangel Barakiel, am with you. My name means blessings of God. I come to you today with all the abundant blessings life has to offer. I will accompany you on your journey, as well as helping you to grow stronger with each step you take. Call upon me today. Be happy for the hard times. They make you stronger. Laugh at the confusion. Live in the moment. Eventually, all the pieces will fall into place. Every struggle shapes you into the person you are today. In order to stand up, you have to fall down a few times. Your struggles develop your strength. Every day is a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Always look forward. That's where your bright future awaits. Learn from the past, but don't remain there. All you have to do is take the first step. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Accept what is. Let go of what was. And have faith in what will come. No one knows what the future may hold. You have to have faith that everything will work out. We are all searching for something. Courage turns dreams into reality. Keep your dreams in your heart so they can be felt with each beat your heart takes. Dream big, stay focused, and surround yourself with good people. Go after your dreams, no matter how unattainable others think that they may be. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you're going to land among the stars. It's better to aim high and miss than to aim low and hit. You have something special within you. It's called greatness. You don't need to ask anyone's permission. Live your greatness. Let the world catch up to you. Beloved ones, I believe in you. Some of the signs that you may notice as Archangel Barakiel accompanies you is the beautiful smell of roses, which is a sign of the presence of holiness. Another sign that he is with you would be through the joy of laughter. When he is around, you may become so joyful that you are inspired to laugh. Archangel Barakiel has given us a little prayer to welcome blessings into our lives. Thank you, Archangel Barakiel, also the angel of blessings, for helping me to always be thankful for the blessings in my life. When I have a special intention, please remind me to pray about it. Please come in, interceding on my behalf, helping me to trust in God's wisdom, knowing that I will receive everything that is for my highest and best. And please help me to grow closer to God and to show my gratitude for all the blessings that I have. He has already bestowed upon me, and as well for the people he has placed in my life. Amen, and so it is. And Barbara, those are the messages that I have for today.
Thank you, DC. Those are wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, let's see what Jesus has for you now. Here we go. My beloved, each day is a new beginning. We know that so many of you just see one day after the next as a continuation of all of the struggle and disappointment of your life. You wake up in the morning not looking forward to the day because you really don't expect it to be good. You really don't expect anything wonderful to happen. When you approach your day with this kind of an attitude, then you are creating a day that you are not going to love because you are not open to loving your life. Your life really is based on you, on what you believe, on what you choose. And if you want your life to get better, then change your beliefs, change your choices. It really does make a difference. We know that so many of you have been taught that you don't have any control, you don't have any power in your own life, that everything is kind of predestined, that God decided that when you were born, this is what you would do, and this is how it would all turn out, and there's nothing you can do to change it. And the truth is that you are the one who decides what it is you're going to do, what it is you're going to experience. You are the one who has the freedom to let go of any beliefs that you have that are not bringing you joy. You have the power to change your life. Sometimes you change it by releasing beliefs. Sometimes you change it by taking action. Think of those times in your life when there was something that you needed to do or wanted to do, but you were afraid, but you did it anyway. And it worked out, and the fear went away. That's because your action was more powerful than the fear. You have more power in you than you know. You can change things. Don't feel that you have to sit back and wait for God to decide it's time for anything in your life to change. God gives you the freedom to make your own choices. You have free will so that you can create your life. You are not being controlled by God, by anyone. You are the one who is making the choices. It's time for everyone to start looking at what they are choosing, what they are believing, what they are creating. and to recognize that it really is them, and it really is their power to let go of the energies that create things that you don't want. All of the energies that come into your life are only there if you allow them to be there. So if you are surrounded by depression and frustration and stress, let go of the energies of depression, frustration, and stress. Don't let them run your life. You have power. And it's time for you to recognize that. It's time for you to stand in your power. It's time for you to create your life. And it's time for you to recognize what you're learning from what you're experiencing. Because that makes it so much easier for you to create what you desire. All of the energy that is on this planet now is about change. It's about shifting things for the whole world, but also for each individual. And some of you are experiencing more and more turmoil in your life, more and more frustration, more and more anger. Those things are coming up so that you can recognize that you have the power to let them go and not let them run your life. This is about you. You are the most important person in your life. And it's okay for you to create the life that you desire. Bring yourself into alignment with what your heart truly wants and allow your life to change. And releasing those beliefs, those energies, the past, whatever name you want to give it, is an important part of your moving forward on a path that is filled with love and prosperity and happiness and success and joy. It's time for you to recognize that you make the choice. We are with you, and we will assist you in whatever way you ask for us to assist you. But we do not control you. We do not run your life. We do not determine your destiny. That's all up to you. It's all up to you. And you have the power to do it. You are loved. Accept that. And accept yourself. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. All right, so now we come to the part of the show where you can ask your questions and we will give you whatever messages are coming to us about your question. If you are in the calling queue, press the number 1 to put the lovely symbol on my switchboard. If you are in the chat room, I cannot open the chat room. I have been trying and trying. But I can't get it to open, so please call.
Oh, my goodness.
646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. I don't know why I have these chat room issues. It seems like every couple of shows. Oh, this is a chat room issue show.
Oh, I think Blog Talk is allergic to mornings, Barbara.
I don't know what the deal is. It's just ridiculous. Okay, so if you're called in, press 1, and we do have a hand up. And if you are in the chat room, please call in if you want a message. We really want to give you the message if that's what you want. But we can't do it if I can't see you. And if you're in the chat room, I can't see you. I'm sorry. Please call. Okay. We will go to our caller from area code 214. Let me click. Hi.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Hello. My name is Lizzie.
Did you say Lou?
Lizzie.
Lizzie. Okay. Hi, Lizzie. What can we do for you?
I was trying to see if maybe you had a message for me. something general, or do I need to have a question?
Whichever feels right to you.
Okay. I'm going to do the message if you have something general for me.
Okay. Let's see what we're getting. Okay. Hey, Lizzie, what do you have for Lizzie?
Okay. Barbara, I want to start off by saying thank you for your beautiful message. And while I was trying to listen to your message, my dog, Ginger Lizzie, she transitioned last July, and she was singing Katy Perry's song, You're Gonna Hear Me Roar.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got for you is you're the lion of love, and you're supposed to really start roaring, okay? And
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to really really resonate with that, and and be assertive, okay? And own your own higher self, okay? I sort of feel like you're holding on to something, Lizzie, okay? There's some kind of fear that you're holding on to, and you no longer need to hold on to that, okay?
Okay.
So whatever it is that you're, holding on to, please let it go, okay? Because you have the courage, to own your power, and you're the lion of love. That's the first message that I have for you, okay? I don't know if you understand that, but maybe if you listen to Katy Perry's song, it'll make a little bit more sense. And I have Mother Mary coming forward, and she's asking, Lizzie, that you be lovingly honest with yourself as well as others, okay?
Okay.
And she, too, agrees sort of with the message that I just gave you, and there's something that you're hiding. There's some kind of truth that is hidden, honey, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting maybe a situation, and, there's something within maybe that you're feeling, and, it's hidden within you, okay? So sit with that situation, be honest, and, really try to admit what it is that you're feeling, okay? And maybe there's someone that's in this situation that, isn't being honest as well, okay? They're not coming from their heart, okay? So you've really got to, be able to admit, sometimes people they're not as truthful as they could be because maybe there's fear involved, or a little bit of dishonesty is, coming around here. But you've got to take the time to sit quietly and sit with Jesus, okay, and let the
mm-hmm.
truth be revealed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's the first message that Mother Mary has, okay?
Okay.
And she asks that you just please, during this time, keep an open heart and just, and care for yourself and others as well, okay? And nurture yourself in your beautiful inner child, okay? Each of us has this wonderful inner child within that at times is crying to come out to play, okay? And to me, when that, happens, it's saying, Lizzie, you're not having enough fun, okay? Are you taking time to just, have fun? Because sometimes if we neglect that beautiful inner child, then our whole life becomes out of balance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to take time out of your busy schedule and have a little time to have, fun, whether it's time to create something that you're not taking time to do. You've got to figure out what the message is for you, okay?
Okay.
And maybe some forgiveness involved as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
You've got to sit and have a conversation with that beautiful inner child and tell, little Lizzie that you love her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let her know that
okay.
everything is reassurance, okay? And I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing, these little, and you've got to have, a balance between giving and receiving, okay? It might be as simple as being a caretaker. Maybe that you take care of others, but you don't let others help you, okay? You've got to have a balance in that area.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
And I'm getting you don't have enough joy in your life, okay?
Hmm.
No matter what we have going on in our life, we still, there's always a reason to have some joy, okay? In every situation, we have opportunities to find blessings and happiness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Mary is asking, Lizzie, please always, choose the path of joy, and she's asking, you know, beloved child, what would bring more of it to your heart and to your soul? And Lizzie, just know that the angels are watching over you, and they want you to know that they think that you are totally amazing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you know what? And they're saying, Lizzie, you know, all people are special, and you're just as special as they are, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So please see yourself in that same special light, Lizzie. Because I feel like you think others are more special at times than you are, and that is not the case. You are just as special as every other person that is here. We are all God's children, and we're loved equally, Lizzie, okay?
All right.
Well, please just know that. And I think I have one more little message, okay? And this message is Archangel Michael, I believe. Okay. Archangel Michael is starting to step forward here, Lizzie. Do you connect with Archangel Michael?
Yes, I feel like I do.
Okay, because he's coming forward and he has this beautiful key for you. And this is a beautiful key. It's sacred. And as you take this key, it's going to bring you a moment of complete clarity. And as well, it may bring an epiphany your way. Okay? It's going to bring a powerful, beautiful blessing. And Archangel Michael has been watching over you, Lizzie, and he's seen how you've been struggling to really, like, understand and comprehend the situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, Lizzie, please step back. Remove yourself from the situation completely, or maybe just, like, for short periods of time, okay? And he's going to assist you in activating the energy of this key, and in doing so, it's going to bring forth an epiphany, okay? And an epiphany is like a moment where you have complete and you have true clarity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help you to understand and accept like this whole situation where there is no illusion involved, okay? It's a flash of intuition, and it's going to reveal like the nature of something, okay? And the energy of the key that Archangel Michael has given you is going to be sort of like a lightning bolt. And he's saying, Lizzie, please take this key with love and gratitude and hold it next to your heart, beloved, and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. And you're going to have clear access to your destiny. There's not going to be confusion. You're going to think clearly. You're going to have clarity. And surrender and trust Archangel Michael, and he's going to help you to understand everything, okay? And when you're going to do this, you're going to see that everything is going to start to flow. And you're going to have clarity with your mind, body, and soul, Lizzie, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that's helped you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay, Lizzie, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to you. Here we go. My beloved one, you are ready. You are at the edge of stepping into your power, into your truth. You are ready. You don't need to worry about anything. There's nothing else you need to do. It's not like you need to make sure the iron is turned off or anything like that. You are ready. This is the time that you've been waiting for, that you've been longing for, and it is here. And it is time for you to step forward, to start accepting yourself, to start accepting your truth, to start making the changes in your life that you have been wanting for so long. You have made other people and other things more important for you for so long, and it's time to let that go, because there is no one or no thing more important in your life than you are. It is time for you to love you, to open your heart to that love. And I'm sending you a host of angels to assist you with this, and they are working on you right now as I am speaking with you. They are helping you to let go, to tear down the walls that you've placed around yourself, to understand that you do not need to have those walls. You are already protected by love. You are safe in being you. You are safe in living your life. And this is about letting go of the expectations of what if this happens, what if that happens, what if, what if. What ifs don't bring you to what you desire. Let them go. And start accepting that you are creating your life. You have power. And it is time for you to accept that, to stand in that, to create from that, and to let go of all of those things you've been taught about. Oh my gosh, if you do this, then this will happen. Because that's only true if you believe it. So you are releasing those beliefs. And that is happening to you right now. As I am speaking to you, the angels are helping you. They're helping you to let go. They're helping you to move forward. They're helping you to love yourself. They're helping you to open your heart. They're helping you to fully embrace your own life. Because it's about you. It's always about you. And you deserve to have a wonderful life. And you don't have to do anything to make yourself deserving of it because you already deserve it. It's just a matter of accepting. Please accept yourself. Please accept the love of the Creator, which is within you. You are one with the Creator. You are one with the Creator. You are one with the Creator. Let yourself live in that oneness. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you very much. I needed that.
Okay, well, those angels are going to keep working on you. So if you start feeling things, you know, it's just your angels at work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. And do something really nice for yourself. That's what your guidance is saying. You need to do something nice just for you. So you get to decide, but make sure that you enjoy it. And don't start fretting.
I won't. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. God bless.
Okay, one more time for anyone in the chat room. I cannot see you. I cannot open my chat room. If you want a message, please call. The number is 646-716-5045. 646-716-5045. And we will wait like 5 minutes because I know there's a time delay and then you have to push the buttons and all that kind of stuff. I just love technology. I really do love technology. Yeah. It really does make a huge difference in our lives. But sometimes it gets a little wonky. But I'm okay with that too.
Yes, it does. You can't live with it at times and you can't live without it, Barbara.
It's part of the joy of life.
It is. Oh my goodness.
Well, I hope it's working by the time I do my other show at 11, so.
Oh, I hope so. My goodness.
If not, I'll just tell those people the same thing.
Okay, so I have a friend that I believe lives in the UK, and she made a set of these cute little cards, and I just picked one for you. I shuffled them and picked one, and the message is, Barbara, all that will be, will be. So funny.
That is. Well, I can accept that all that will be within. Yes. I accept that completely.
Yes. Yes. Very fun. That's, some of them are funny, some of them are cool. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just, it's been a crazy couple of days, so I'm just going with the flow myself.
There's really nothing else for you to do. We tried fighting with flow, and that doesn't work.
It doesn't. Oh, my goodness, no. It does not work. So we've got to just go with the flow and deal with it.
Exactly. Part of who we are, so we might as well accept it.
Yes.
Well, I don't see anyone calling in. Of course, they still have 2 minutes.
And Ginger's watching the clock. She said, you can't leave yet. You promised them 5 minutes, Barbara. There might be someone. Slow down there. There's no rush. She's saying, Barbara, there's no rush at all. Slow down.
No, there's no rush. I can accept that. Things are just absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful day here. It's in the 50s now. It'll probably be in the 70s later. And the grass is still growing and waiting for me to cut it.
You know what? I think we're actually catching up with you because we're in the same season now where we're actually able to, you know, start cutting the grass. So I think it's amazing.
Wonderful. You finally left winter. That's wonderful.
We have finally left winter, yes. I mean, we were having snow flurries the other day, so I'm hoping. For this week, anyway, we have finally left winter.
Well, good.
Next week might be, I'm hoping, we're out of winter.
Well, hopefully Sunday will be nice and the kids can have their Easter egg hunts in grass and not in snow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness, the little ones with their beautiful Easter, you know, outfits and everything. That is so, I can't wait to see all the little ones. And the Easter egg hunts, I think that is awesome. Oh, my goodness.
I know, it is so much fun. And it's just as much fun to me now to hide the eggs as it was to find the eggs. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, but don't hide them too. Don't be, you know, really don't be too creative when you hide them. Make it easy. Just saying, make it easy, Barbara.
Oh, there's nothing quite like the smell of rotting Easter eggs that comes later when you when you are better at hiding them than they are at finding them. Oh, but that's okay. That's just another wonderful part of life, too. All right, I guess there's no one in the chat room who has a question and wants to call in because they didn't. So I guess it is safe. Let me check and make sure. And yes, it is safe for us to end the show now. So do you have any final messages that you're getting, DC?
I don't. I think I'm done, too. There's nothing coming right now.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then we will be back on Thursday with another Morning with Jesus. And DC will also be on my Friday show on Give the Answers to Life's Questions. So you have two more chances this week to connect with me and DC. And we look forward to working with you and helping you in whatever way we are guided to assist you. Because we love you. And we do love you.
We
do. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.